News, GIS News, a roundup of government lead stories for the week.
Minister of Finance and Planning Dr. Peter Phillips says the government continues to take all necessary steps to ensure that the country is set firmly on a path of sustained economic growth. He says the country continues to see positive signs under the economic reform program being implemented by the government.
Jamaica has successfully completed 5 IMF reviews, and we are confident that the 6th review will also be completed successfully when the IMF board meets later this month.
Dr. Phillips says the government intends to build on the growth momentum already underway. He was opening the debate on the first supplementary estimates for the fiscal year 2014-2015 in the House of Representatives last Tuesday. Minister of National Security Peter Bunting is reporting a 17% reduction in all serious and violent crimes since the start of the year when compared with the same period last year. The figures show a 16% reduction in murders, 22% decline in rape, 17% decline in aggravated assault, and a reduction in police fatal shootings by almost 60%.
When you combine violent deaths, which combines homicides and persons dying from confrontations with the police, we are down this year 22%. That's 27 fewer persons dying violently each month. So it shows that in an absolute sense, we are still way too high. But we are trending in the right direction and at a significant pace.
Minister Bunting says Jamaica has experienced a 35 to 40% reduction in all categories of crime over the last 5 years. 8 institutions committed to the development of science, technology, engineering, and mathematics, STEM, will be named in the 2015-2016 academic year. Chief Education Officer Dr. Grace McLean says establishment of the STEM academies is part of the ministry's efforts to develop a customized education system which caters to the needs of the global economy.
We are happy to say that we are now taking a holistic approach as it relates to the integration of STEM. We have created one STEM Academy, which is the Sydney Pagan STEM Academy for Agricultural Science. It is up and running, which is in St. Elizabeth, and we have already started the preparation for 8 other institutions that will become STEM Academies within the 2015-2016 school year.
In the meantime, expansion and improvement works are to be carried out at several schools in Western Jamaica. This as the government seeks to advance education in the region. Education Minister Reverend Ronald Thwaites notes that the expansion project was prompted by the need for more schools in that section of the island. He says another 5,000 secondary school places are needed for Montego Bay in order to completely eliminate the shift system. This will also deal with the issue of students having to travel long distances to school.
That was what encouraged us to develop the Montpellier campus for Anchovy, which we hope to open in January. And there have been some 33 other schools during the past year where we have added capacity to existing institutions so that the students could get a better education there.
And the Consumer Affairs Commission, CAC, has secured in excess of $32.5 million on behalf of aggrieved consumers since the start of the 2014-2015 financial year. Chief Executive Officer of the CAC, Dulcy Allen, says the Commission also settled 919 of the 1,138 complaints received, which represents a resolution rate of 81%.
The most popular type of complaint that we have received is really from the category dealing with electrical appliances and furniture. And 34% of the complaints we received were in that category. Motor vehicles and parts was the next section. That represents 14% of the complaints we have received. And the next one is utilities, which is 9% of the complaints that we have received.
Mrs. Allen was speaking at a JIS think tank session. Those were some of the top stories making news last week. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
The teacher wonders, but she doesn't.
Child abuse is physical, emotional, sexual.
Child abuse is neglect.
Child abuse hurts.
Report what you see, hear, or suspect. Call 1-888-PROTECT.
But her dreams give her wings and she flies to...
The GOJ News Recap. Weekends right here on this station. A production of the Jamaica Information Service. The voice of Jamaica.